weeds, shake and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice here at Rosie on the House. Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
That is the universal number if you'd like to join the conversation. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U is how Joan got in. Welcome to the program. Tell us what we can help you with in your yard, ma'am.
Hi, I just I'm renting a home. I moved in a month ago, and there's two beautiful orange trees, and I've been picking one every morning. And then one day, there was two or three of them had. They looked like little black bugs to me, but they had drilled. It looked like a punch mark, and I set the orange on the table, and then all these things kept crawling out of the inside of the orange.
Yep.
Is there any way to treat those? Or?
Well, it's too late once that happens. There's a bird that's making the hole in the fruit, and then the gnats are taking advantage of that spot to breed in. And so they're there after the hole is there. But the grackles or a sapsucker, kind of a woodpecker-type bird, or these grackles that we have are pretty aggressive, and they just make one stinking hole in that fruit, and then the bugs get it. So if you see those on the tree and pick them, that hole's already there. Don't bring those in the house because those are probably already full of the gnats. So, yeah, it's more of a nuisance. They're not bothering anything, but the bird is the enemy there, not the gnat. So, and typically they don't get that many, you know, of your fruit. But when you start seeing them getting ripe, if you want to protect from that, pick a few at a time, pick ahead, and you'll be okay.
Now, we had some rain this week. We could turn the sprinklers back off, or did we ever need to turn them back on after that good rain about a month ago?
Well, you know, the lawns probably needed it. Some of the larger established landscape trees and shrubs certainly didn't. But the lawns, I had to turn my lawn back on. I could tell when I mowed it one day, when your footprints stay, they don't go away, lawn's gotten a little bit dry.
Needs a little moisture.
So I'd had them back on for a week or two, but certainly I went out and turned them off again, and they'd be able to leave them off for a couple of weeks again now on lawns for sure. So,
and
yeah, absolutely.
Of the 7 inches we get annually in the desert, we've gotten 4 in the last month.
Is that right? I had, you know, as unofficial as a little plastic rain gauge is at my house, these last two rains I've had 4 inches of rain. And I think even at the airport, we're well over 8 inches now for the year. So we're going to be ahead for the year officially at the airport even. So
Nice. Yeah. We were due.
Yes.
Now we get some of the winter ice and snow pack up north, and we'll be back in good shape.
Well, that's hope.
You know, for what I remember in studying the weather, we're going to get about 30-35% of all our moisture in January, about 30-35% of all the rest of our moisture in the monsoon, and then the rest of the 25-30% just kind of scattered a little bit, touches all through the year. So
yeah, or in one.
or in one deluge,
and you know, in the fall usually, like this last November one that we got. And you know, the plus side is it does wonders for the plants. It waters things. It's free water. It's full of nutrients. The negative is that it does grow a lot of weeds. And so,
yes,
if you haven't applied a pre-emergent yet, this would be a good time. The month of January is a great time to apply a pre-emergent as well. So
you were talking about service projects for your neighbors. You could do a little pre-emergent in your neighbor's yard and save them the effort of pulling weeds for 6 months.
Oh, there you go. And save you from having to look at it.
Save you from having to go pick your neighbor's weeds
right,
for 6 months.
Right.
That's a win-win right there.
So,
go ahead.
Something we've missed, or is it too late for the spring poppies, the African daisies?
Yeah, probably right on the edge, the borderline. For sowing wildflowers, usually up until, you'd still get away with it, but you got to do it like right now.
And that's something that one of the reasons I always didn't do a pre-emergent is because you could put the...
Well, true. If you're going to try and grow wildflowers, you certainly don't want to put a pre-emergent down, or at least you want to skip the fall or winter application of your pre-emergent and wait until those have all come up and do it in the spring, because you have to do it at least twice a year. That spring application of pre-emergent will keep all of the summer stuff and things like spurge, and spurge become a huge problem.
Ugh, man.
So applying that has to be applied sometime in probably March or April to prevent the spurge from being a problem. So got to do it a couple times a year, but if you want wildflowers, certainly, or in your vegetable garden, if you're growing things from seed, do not use pre-emergent there.
You got to hand pick the garden still for the weeds.
Yeah, you know, get the long-handled weeder out, or, you know, it's a good stretching exercise, you know, bending over and picking and squatting and standing, and works out those quads good.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you have something in your landscape or garden you'd like to talk with John J. Harper about, Julia is standing by and ready to take your call. 1-888-767-4348. In the garden, in the landscape this time of year, we've got our winter lawns going. We've got the pre-emergent going down. We've got the rainfall. Pretty good planting season still.
Very good planting season for things that are not frost touchy. So things like shade trees, you mentioned off the air, the pistache, it's a great time to plant all of your hardy trees and shrubs, oak trees and pistache. Most of the desert trees are really well planted this time of year. Of course, vines and shrubs, Texas sage, all of our really good hardy trees and shrubs. This is an awesome time to plant. And the ground's really soft right now too. Easy to dig.
Go to the Rosie on the House Facebook page to keep up with the Cajun Carpenters even while they're off air.